Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. Today he is talking about how our egos are always distracting us from just being. Your natural state is being, at one with Source. Humanity is awakening now. It is the divine will that you do so when you decide that you no longer wish to engage in the ego's game of separation, and the collective has made that decision, and, therefore, your awakening is already happening. Signs of this momentous event are appearing worldwide. Enormous numbers of people have come to understand that life as a human is a marvelous opportunity to evolve spiritually and to release themselves from reacting unthinkingly to the issues with which life presents them in every moment, due to the fear-driven guidance or directives of their egos. More and more people are becoming aware that their egos always encourage fear-driven reactions that do not serve their soul's best interests. As you cease allowing fear, ego, to be the leading rationale or motivating factor directing your thoughts, words, and actions, you will find your lives flowing more smoothly and lovingly, and with increasing frequency, peace and acceptance will replace or at least reduce your worries and anxieties. You are all the dearly beloved children of God, and your natural state is to be living at one with each other in harmonious relationships and in lovingly cooperative communities, enjoying engagement with each other in exciting and most stimulating creative ventures, because you are eternal, divine, creative beings, and doing so is most gratifying and delightful for you all, and also, of course, for your ever-loving Father. Life is love in action when you choose to release your attachments to fear. Fear does not serve you. It is extremely divisive, leading you to see yourselves as separate beings, fighting and competing with one another for limited resources you believe that you must have in order to endure in the unsafe worldly environment in which you are living, an environment from which the vast majority of you see yourselves as disconnected, needy beings struggling to survive. Of course, your egos try to hide that fearful belief from you and attempt to persuade you that with their help you can conquer and dominate the worldly environment in which you find yourselves, or at least remain safe, until the inevitable next fearful issue arises to confront you. Survival is not an issue. You are all eternal divine beings having a very temporary and utterly unreal experience of separation from Source, Mother, Father, God, Love, or whatever label you choose to use when using human language to name the All. As you have been told time and time again by so many in the spiritual realms, there is only one. Therefore you are all, every sentient life form, one with the One. There is no such state as separation, and there is therefore no possibility that even one individual in form could ever be separated from the All. Needless to say, when you are experiencing life in form as physical beings, even though that apparent state is illusory, unreal, impossible, it does seem very real indeed to the individual experiencing it. The best way to massively reduce that sensation of separation or abandonment is to go within. When you go within to your holy inner sanctuaries and firmly set the intention to know yourselves as you truly are, one, and then allow and invite love into your hearts, you will feel the love and experience the peace and comfort that love is. It will not have love's full intensity because your physical forms could not withstand the fullness of that energy, but you will know that love is embracing you. You will feel its presence if you will allow it to embrace you, while releasing any expectations as to what it will or should feel like. Any expectation of that nature is an ego-driven need that can never be satisfied or experienced because your egos fear love, fear reality, and block them out. Your egos have an intense need to be right, an intense need to prove that you are unworthy of God's love, so that they continue to keep you in a state of fear, thus allowing them to guide and direct your thoughts, words, and actions. As you all know from bitter experience, your egos constantly lead you to say and do things that you later very much regret, thus leading to an intensification of your feelings of unworthiness. Therefore, when you go within, relax. Yes, it is easier said than done, because your egos always want to be thinking, thoughts of complaint and dissatisfaction, talking and doing. To relax into a deeply meditative state terrifies them, because they desperately need the noise of distraction, any kind of distraction that excludes peace and quiet. Doing, thinking, talking, or acting is the ego's natural state. Your natural state is being, being at one with Source. Therefore, when you choose to enter your holy inner sanctuaries and feel the love waiting there to embrace you, just relax into quietness of mind. Yes, thoughts and needs will flow through your brains, but just let them flow. And pay no attention, because truly you have no needs. Doing that is the invitation that love is waiting for, and it will embrace you, and you will feel it. Your loving brother, Jesus.